This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
WBSM presents The Tim Meisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Meisberg Show.
Good morning. Happy Thursday to you. Welcome into a new day here on the program. Hope it's starting off well for you. So far, so good on my end. Nice day. I like this kind of chilly weather in the morning that gives way to a warm and comfortable day in the afternoon and then gets chilly enough so at night you can open the windows and let a little bit of that almost crisp fall air into the bedroom. So this is my time of year, weather-wise. In fact, I might even say it's a little too warm during the day. 65, that's like my perfect weather. But we're due for another beautiful day. U2 sings it every morning for us, or plays it for us every morning. And this week it's coming true each day. So you heard Phil talking about the escaped cow, which, what do you think the over-under is on the number of news outlets that used On the Move as part of its coverage of that story? But because this cow was captured, now this is a meat cow. This is a cow that is destined to become food at some point. So we haven't heard from PETA on it yet, but maybe we will. Now, the bull that was killed a few weeks ago, PETA went out and took out a billboard on 495 over this. Now, because this cow survived, I don't know if they will. Granted, it is scheduled for slaughter at some point. And in fact, the owner said she's going to try to move up that date. Notice I didn't say move, but she's going to try to move up that date. But if you've been paying attention, see, PETA is a strange organization to me because on the surface, I understand their mission. I don't necessarily agree with it in all cases. Certainly, you want to be against abuse of animals. But they're hardcore against consuming animals, utilizing any animal products. Listen, I like a nice steak. I like a nice burger. I wear leather jackets. Like, I'm not exactly Mr. Vegan over here. However, I'm also against abusing animals. I also don't think animals should be kept in horrific conditions, even if they're destined to become food at some point. You know, I want to see some humanity in the way that we treat animals, if that makes sense. But so I think a lot of times PETA's tactics are over the top. Certainly their media and advertising is over the top. But I'm watching Chimp Crazy on HBO and on Max. I don't know if you're watching that. It's a crazy story that I hadn't heard of before. And it's from the guy that put together Tiger King. What's his name? I think Eric Good. The director behind Tiger King, which, if you remember, was the biggest thing in, well, all right, second biggest thing going on at the beginning of 2020. Because everybody was stuck indoors due to COVID and stuck at home due to COVID and streaming and consuming content. That's where this streaming explosion really happened. And Tiger King was the it show of that time. Everybody was talking about it. Everybody was posting about it on social media. And it, because it was that weird. It wasn't just the show itself. It was the characters involved, the people who were part of it. And Good has found another similar story, not as eccentric, still pretty eccentric, but not as out there as Joe Exotic and Tiger King, but this show Chimp Crazy. It follows a woman who started off as a volunteer, but then it became her life, taking care of chimpanzees. And I've learned so much about chimps that I didn't know from this show. I mean, I always wanted one when I was a kid. I always said, oh, someday I'm going to have a chimp. And then I realized, oh, it's not legal. And then I realized, oh, it's a lot of work. And then I realized, oh, wait, eventually it could outweigh me. I don't think I would ever want a pet that outweighs me. You know, it's different if it's like a barnyard animal or something, you know, but I don't think I'd ever want something that can pick me up and throw me. A cow is not going to pick me up and throw me. A horse isn't going to pick me up and throw me. You throw me off, but it's not going to attack me in a way that I can't escape. A chimp, different story. We all remember the Charla Nash story, right? She was the woman that was torn apart by the chimp. Had her face ripped off, literally ripped off. So I softened my desire to have a chimp over the years for sure. But when you watch this, you just got to ask yourself, what is it about animals that makes people crazy? And in this, PETA comes across as the calming voice. So if you haven't seen it yet, again, it's called Chimp Crazy. It's on HBO on Sunday nights. And then it runs on Max. I think there's 3 episodes out so far. And it's definitely worth a watch, especially if you enjoyed Tiger King. Enjoyed is a weird word to use about Tiger King. If you, well, I mean, it's like a car crash. You can't look away. So, yeah. If you've watched it, let me know what you think of it. I mean, not Tiger King. That was 4 years ago. I'm talking about Chimp Crazy. Speaking of when we're all locked up and watching things, one of the shows that was hugely popular during that era was Inventing Anna. About notorious con woman Anna Delvey, who, if you were listening to the end of America in the Morning, just before we came on the air, she's part of the new season of Dancing with the Stars. And there's been some backlash from fans of the show, but first of all, I would say a couple of things. One, for somebody who's a criminal, you're not going to help but like her. I found her to be very and her story to be very engaging. It's not so much that she's a bad person. I mean, she did bad things. But it's that she could exist in a world where she could get away with doing those bad things. She's almost a Robin Hood to some degree. And so I think people will like her on the show. And also, they've had pretty unsavory characters on Dancing with the Stars before. I don't watch it, but I see people get so worked up about it. It's just not something that interests me. I don't know anything about dancing. I'm not interested in dancing. But hey, I hope she does well. I hope she wins the whole thing. Although former New England Patriot Danny Amendola is in it too. So that'll have a good local connection for people to watch. Anyway, 508-996-0500, app chat and open line voicemails on the WBSM app. We do have a lot of different things that we can discuss this morning, including what happened yesterday in Georgia. There's still a lot of questions about this shooting, such as how did this boy get this weapon into the school? 4 people killed, 2 students, 2 teachers, 9 other people injured. And authorities have now acknowledged that they previously investigated this 13-year-old boy, the shooter, for alleged threats against schools last year. And that there were threats to multiple schools yesterday. Unlike in other cases, this shooter survived and will stand trial and be tried as an adult for the murder of these 4 people. But there's, like I said, there's still a lot of questions that people are waiting for answers on, including how this weapon was brought into the school. And did this shooter have help? Because we've already seen, first of all, not only that, were there friends that helped him, but also we've seen now that parents can be held responsible. And the father of this boy acknowledged that he has hunting guns in the house, but said that his son does not have unsupervised access to those guns. So is that where the gun came from? Or did this boy acquire it through other means? There's also a lot of work being done into the shooter's background, because they've acknowledged that the State Division of Family and Children's Services had previously had contact with the teen. And they're looking into if there's any connection between that and the shooting. And were there signs other than this incident last year where he made threats? Were there other signs that something might have been wrong that just went unacknowledged? Because every threat has to be taken seriously. Even somebody just joking around. You know, it's like there's an old, not to tie this into sketch comedy, but there's an old sketch from the state where the teacher is telling the students that, you know, if you say you're going to kill the president, the Secret Service investigates you. And the kid in the classroom says, oh, so if I just say right now, oh, I'm going to kill the president, and then like the Secret Service comes out of nowhere and tackles him. And it's like that level of detail is paid to anybody. That so even if you're just jokingly making a reference to, like if you're on the playground at recess and you say, "Oh man, I don't want to take that test tomorrow. I should just come in with a gun and shoot up the school. We get the day off." And somebody's going to report that. And you're going to be investigated for that. And rightly so. They should take every one of those utterances seriously. Every potential threat seriously. But apparently these threats that were made last year, they investigated and felt like maybe that this teen wasn't serious. So that'll be part of the information that people are looking as a result of this. Why, you know, what caused them to feel like that wasn't a credible threat? And how closely were they monitoring the boy after that? There are a lot of questions. And unfortunately, in some of these cases, we don't always get all of the answers. But in this case, the suspect is still alive and will have to answer these questions, as will those that investigated him. And of course, this is going to be used as, a, you know, here we are 2 months out from the election. President Biden, Vice President Harris, President Trump all made statements on this with Trump referring to the boy as a deranged monster. And he may be proven to be true in that. But there's obviously going to be a political component to this, especially 2 months out from the presidential election. But we'll hopefully they give it a little time before they turn it into a political football, because 4 people were killed. 2 students and 2 teachers were killed. 9 others injured. Most of whom, I believe, were students as well. At least half. App chat, open line voicemails on the WBSM app. Right now, let me take my first break of the morning, and we'll be back in a few moments.
It's gonna take time, whole lot of precious time. It's gonna take patience and time
Welcome back in 508-996-0500. We can take your calls coming up after the news. Just a little bit of a contest update. So we had a very special contest drop in our lap. And so we had to clear the decks and make room for it. If you entered to win Marley Brothers tickets at Xfinity Center, you should, if you're a winner, you'll get a email from Casey. She's back from vacation, so she'll send out the emails to all the winners. But we had a special contest drop in our lap. We are giving away tickets to see music superstar Post Malone at Boston's Fenway Park. Post Malone is currently on his F1 Trillion Tour, in which he is playing a selection of country songs. And if you would like to enter to win a pair of tickets, you can go to WBSM.com on the WBSM app right now. However, we also have a special pair of turf level tickets that we can give away as well. But it's going to be a little bit different to try to get those. In order to win those, you have to open up the WBSM app, use the open line voicemail feature, and record audio telling us why you should be the one who gets those tickets to see Post Malone and to sit on the turf level. Great seats. And if you need instructions on how to do that, how to use the open line voicemail feature, it's right there in the story at WBSM.com and on the app about the Post Malone ticket. So check that out. And of course, all of our ticket giveaways brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven, the home of the Purple Dot, where you can try before you buy. Right now, it's time to go into the newsroom and get all of the big stories of the day from Phil Devitt.
Biden and Trump speak out on Wednesday's deadly school shooting. A crash in Alabama sends nearly 20 to the hospital, and a rock legend recovering from a stroke.
From the WBSM newsroom, this is WBSM News.
President Biden is speaking out after a deadly school shooting in Georgia. A 14-year-old student entered Appalachee High School Wednesday morning with an AR-15-style weapon, killing two students and two teachers and sending nine others to the hospital. The president released a statement saying he and his family are mourning the deaths caused by, quote, senseless gun violence. Donald Trump weighing in as well. It was the first thing he was asked about during a Fox News town hall last night.
Well, it's a sick and angry world for a lot of reasons. And we're going to make it better. We're going to heal our world. We're going to get rid of all these wars that are starting all over the place.
Trump is making another attempt to delay the sentencing in his hush money trial. The former president was convicted on 34 counts of falsifying business records to hide hush money payments he made during the 2016 election. Earlier this week, a New York judge rejected his bid to have the case moved from state to federal court. Now Trump has requested the judge to put that ruling on hold as they appeal to the second U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals. If approved, Trump's September 18th sentencing could be delayed until the appeal is resolved. Hunter Biden's federal tax evasion trial starts today in Los Angeles. Mark Mayfield with the details.
The president's son is accused of failing to pay more than $1 million in federal taxes between 2016 and 2019. Biden will be in the courtroom for the first day of jury selection. Back in June, Biden was found guilty on felony gun charges in Delaware after he lied about his use of illicit drugs when purchasing a firearm. It marked the first time that a sitting U.S. president's child was convicted of a crime. I'm Mark Mayfield.
The prosecutor in Alec Baldwin's Rust trial is asking the judge to reconsider her ruling. The actor was accused of accidentally shooting and killing the cinematographer on set of the film in 2021. But back in July, the judge dismissed the trial in its third day. Now the lead prosecutor on the case is asking the judge to repeal that ruling, saying the grounds for the dismissal were irrelevant to the case. Nearly 20 people are recovering following a crash involving a prisoner transport vehicle in Lake County, Illinois. Officers responded yesterday after the vehicle transporting 16 prisoners to the jail collided with a car attempting to make a left turn. A total of 19 people were sent to the hospital for evaluation. An Alabama man has died after the hospital he went to removed the wrong organ. The Pensacola News Journal says 70-year-old William Bryan and his wife were visiting their condo in the Florida Panhandle last month when Bryan began feeling a sharp pain in his left side. He was admitted to a local hospital to have his spleen removed. Instead, doctors removed his liver by mistake. And Queen guitarist Brian May says he suffered a minor stroke last week. He announced what he described as a health hiccup in a video he shared on social media Wednesday. May said he went to the hospital last week after he couldn't use his arm. The Hall of Famer says he's since recovered and he's able to once again play his guitar. He added that the health episode was a little scary, but that he had the most fantastic care and attention.
WBSM Sports.
Red Sox have now lost five in a row after falling to the New York Mets 8-3 in their series finale at Citi Field. They host the Chicago White Sox for a three-game set beginning Friday night at Fenway Park. And Patriots open the season on the road with the Cincinnati Bengals on Sunday. You can hear that game at 1 o'clock right here on WBSM.
Now your ABC 6 South Coast forecast.
Good to be with you, everybody, on this Thursday. Absolutely gorgeous weather once again is on tap for this afternoon. Meanwhile, mid to low 50s this morning under mostly clear skies, low 70s, and plenty of sunshine by this afternoon. As we head into Friday, increasing cloud cover, humidity as well, mid 70s. That cloud from the ocean, and that is due to a low pressure system swirling over the waters. The rain moves in Saturday night. Be sure to watch ABC 6 for my full 7-day forecast. From the ABC 6 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Ceci Del Carmen on New Bedford's News Talk Station 1420 WBSM.
This WBSM News Update brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Look for the purple dot to try before you buy, only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven. I'm Phil Devitt for WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's news talk station, WBSM, and get all of our content and breaking news alerts with the WBSM app.
And welcome back in 508-996-0500. App chat, open line voicemails on the WBSM app. And a reminder that, yes, if you want to try to win those turf level tickets to see Post Malone September 18th at Fenway Park, now you can try to win regular tickets, regular seats, which are in the actual stadium seating itself. I don't know where exactly, but you can enter to win those the same way you entered all of our contests at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app, just by going to the page on the site and or on the app and entering in your info. And we've got multiple pairs of those to give away, but we've got one pair of turf level tickets. So you'll be right down on the field. And in order to enter to win those, just send us an open line voicemail on the app telling us why you should be the person to win those tickets. That's all you got to do. And of course, it'd be nice if you tell us why you listen to WBSM and where you're listening from and all that stuff. So, and that's just one of the many great contests. We just added a whole bunch more to our calendar. We've got some great comedy tickets coming up over the next couple of weeks. We've got a major music festival tickets coming up. Those are all the hints I can give you right now. I got an app chat message from Jeff in Fall River. It says, good morning, Tim. Did you see 8 or 9 members of the Walls family endorse Donald Trump? Yes, I did. But did you see who it was in the Walls family that endorsed Donald Trump? They are distant cousins, according to the Associated Press. So they took a photo. They're all wearing Trump shirts. They have a sign that says Trump 2024, take America back. And they put it out and Donald Trump shared it, reposted it on his Truth Social platform. It was originally posted on Twitter, X, whatever, by Charles Herbster, a former candidate for governor in Nebraska who had Trump's endorsement in 2022. And Herbster's spokesperson, Rod Edwards, said the people in the photo are cousins to Minnesota Governor Tim Walz. And this was the statement that he made. The family in the picture are the descendants of Francis Walz, who was brother to Tim Walz's grandfather. They're all Walz's and spouses. And they confirmed that relationship, the family confirmed that relationship in a text message to the Associated Press. But Tim Walz's own sister says, nah, I don't recognize those people. Again, they are the descendants of their grandfather's brother. So I can tell you, in my family, there's relatives that we wouldn't recognize that are that level of relation. Some we would. Some I'm friends with on Facebook. Not me personally. I only have 2 cousins, so it's easy for me to keep track of my family. But this is Tim Walz's grandfather's brother. There's a good chance he might never even have known that man, let alone his descendants. So I don't really see this as the big deal that everybody's making it out to be. In fact, think about your own family. You probably got members of your own family that don't support you in your endeavors. You probably got members of your own family that would root against you if you were running for office. That's why they're distant members of your family. You're not close to them. So I don't think this is a big deal. I think it's a bigger deal that John McCain's son came out and said he was endorsing Kamala Harris. That's a little bit more of a direct connection. I think it's more important that Liz Cheney is endorsing Kamala Harris. It's not a surprise to anybody either, in either of those cases, considering what Donald Trump did to John McCain and said about John McCain, and considering how Liz Cheney was treated. by Republicans that supported Donald Trump. But to me, those will have more of an impact. There's nobody that was going to vote for Tim Walz and Kamala Harris that's not going to say, well, I mean, his distant cousins don't like him, so I'm not going to vote for him. He's clearly, to the people who are going to vote for him, clearly a likable person. I have a friend who lives in Minnesota who is sad to possibly lose him as governor, but who shares with me, you know, videos and stories about what a good guy that he is. And I think that's what is scaring, I won't say Republicans, because, you know, Republicans kind of understand the nuances of what goes into a campaign. I'm talking about Trump supporters are scared of the likability that Kamala Harris and Tim Walz are showing with the people who are going to vote for them. And you can say it's not about personality, it's about policy, but you know, based on the last few elections for sure, popularity is a big part of it. It's not just about policy, because you don't get record numbers of people coming out to vote that are all educated on the policy. You don't set new records for voting, new records for votes tallied and received based on policy. That's based on personality. And I think we can all agree that that's, you know, that's not the best way to go forward, but that's the reality of the situation. And they're scared that if personality comes into play, you've got a campaign that is getting people excited to go out and vote. When 2 months ago, people weren't excited to vote for Joe Biden. If they were voting for him, they were like, yeah, I'm going to vote for him. But they weren't out there rallying other people to do the same. And Trump supporters for eight, nine years, have had the market cornered on everybody wanting to get together and stand out and hold signs and take bus trips and all that kind of stuff, which I'm going to be honest with you, I find a little weird. I do. I find it weird. I find it weird when people do it for sports teams, though, too. So don't think that I'm making a comment on Donald Trump or Trump supporters here. That's a level of commitment and devotion. You know, obviously, it's something that you do when you're close to the election. Yes, that I totally understand. Or like if your team is in the Super Bowl, yeah, you go out and you do it. You have like a little pep rally, all that. Of course, that makes all the sense in the world. But doing it, you know, months, and in some cases years out from the actual election, that just seems a little much to me. That seems more like you just want to get together with your friends, and this is what binds you together with your friends, which is also fine. But that's what bothers Trump supporters, is now you've got somebody that, two candidates that people actually want to go out there and have those same rallies for. They want to go out there and have those same, and people are showing up to their events in great numbers. And if you believe the media reports, greater numbers than Donald Trump is getting. So they're scared about it. So they're going to do all they can to mock it. They're going to look for any angle they can get to try to say that it's not the positive momentum that it is. And don't get wrapped up in that. Don't get wrapped up in it to either side. That's people showing support. That's still not votes and ballots casted yet. So it still has to translate to people showing up on election day to vote. So I think you're going to see people looking for any little, and it's going to happen on both sides. People are going to make a big deal out of, you know, I mean, you want to talk about family members that don't support their family. Anybody that's not in Donald Trump's immediate family doesn't support him. Mary Trump wrote a scathing book about him. We saw the comments that came out from his nephew about their special needs son. What he claimed Donald Trump said about his son. That's a little bit more of an immediate connection than Tim Walz's distant cousins. So I wouldn't put too much stock in it. Every family is going to have people that disagree politically. They just came out and said they supported Donald Trump. They didn't come out and say that Tim Walz is a horrible human being. And if they did, they apparently don't even know him. So how much stock do you put in that? 508-996-0500. We're going to take a break here and be back in a few moments. And welcome back in, 508-996-0500. And you can also send app chat messages and open line voicemails. We got a couple app chat messages during the last segment that I don't understand. I can't wrap my head around the way some people think. I don't know what I said in that last segment that you would disagree with. Median Dartmouth says, you get the high score today for Democrat bootlicking. Well, you beat me in the dumb comment award for the day, so congratulations. And not the other Dan in New Bedford. Let me just open this up because there's a couple messages there. Give me a second. There we go. He says, yo, brother, calm down on Rainbow Town. What are you really doing? You can't feel like that when you're gas bagging. You're better than that, Tim. Aren't you self-employed? You know what Uncle Mass takes? Nevertheless, you tout the left, you're mad. I don't get what you're talking about. First of all, I'm not self-employed. I work for Town Square Media. I think everybody knows that. You're listening to the radio station. Where do you think that I work? And also, what part was bootlicking? Pointing out the fact that you're trying to hold up people who don't even know the guy as the end-all be-all of whether or not Tim Walz is a good candidate. That's like if you held up a sign and wore a Trump photo and said, you know, I'm voting for Donald Trump. I wouldn't be, oh, these guys know who Tim Walz is and they don't like him. Oh my gosh. You probably know him about as well as his cousins do. And there's people and families that will feel differently about people in their, there might be people in my family that say, you know what? I wake up in the morning and I listen to Pete and Scott over on WSAR. I don't listen to Tim. Okay, fine. My own dad is in the vehicle sometimes when I'm on the air and he says, yeah, you know what? I'd rather listen to music. Okay, fine. I don't get why somebody's distant cousin not liking them is some kind of an indictment on their personality. I don't see it as what everybody else does, I guess. I don't know. 508-996-0500. I got about 1 minute here. I can take a call before I got to take a break. Good morning. You're on WBSM.
I'll make it quick. Kamala Harris has no credibility. She said she worked at McDonald's, never worked there. And then when she ran for president against Joe Biden, she said it was because of his policies that she had to go on a different bus segregation. When she went to a private school in Montreal, the woman is a liar, and so is Tim Walz.
So two liars
on the ticket for the Democrats.
So the McDonald's thing is a garbage story because, first of all, do they have records of when you worked in the early 1980s somewhere?
So you don't believe McDonald's?
I don't believe McDonald's, no. I don't believe.
Then you shouldn't eat there either.
I don't believe it.
Why do you eat at McDonald's? You don't trust them either. You like burgers, right?
I just don't believe that they have personnel records from somebody who worked there as a teenager 40 years ago.
the popularity of Kamala Harris? There is none. She's a communist, and Tim Walz spent more time in China than he did in the U.S.
I'll tell you what. We'll find out about what that popularity is on Election Day.
Because
even if she loses, you'll see what the popularity was.
What about the Quinnipiac poll? That's what I want to know, not those garbage polls out there.
What about the Rasmussen poll that's usually conservative-leaning that put her ahead of Trump?
We're in Harvard Square. We're amongst the libs. Come on. Hello. Who are we kidding here?
Well, you just got an answer for everything. So have a good day. We got to take a break. We'll be back in just a few moments. All right. Welcome back in. So I took a call there during the break. Sometimes when we're that close, I'll tell people.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.